With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Prominent supporters of California Congressman Eric Swalwell's bid for governor are withdrawing their support after the congressman denied allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman he once employed.
On Friday, the congressman taking to his X account, denying allegations he sexually assaulted a woman who worked for him.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They're absolutely false.
Swalwell, among the leading Democrats in the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, a likely presidential candidate who calls the allegations from multiple sources deeply troubling and says they must be taken seriously. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the woman said Swalwell sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he had some guidance for Vice President J.D. Vance before he departed for talks in Pakistan this weekend.
Well, I wish him luck. He's got a big thing. I will find out what's going on. They're militarily defeated. And now we're going to open up the Gulf with him, with or without him. But that'll be open. We're going to be, or the Strait, as they call it. And I think it's going to go pretty quickly. And if it doesn't, we'll be able to finish it off one way or the other. It's going well.
The NYPD is conducting an internal investigation after police shot and killed a man with a machete at Grand Central Station.
The individual was armed with a large knife, described as a machete, and was behaving erratically, repeatedly stating that he was Lucifer. The individual refused to comply with at least 20 orders to drop the knife. Officers also attempted to de-escalate and offer assistance, saying, "We are going to get you help."
Jessica Tisch, New York Police Commissioner. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq are still having trouble.
According to a new analysis by England's all-party parliamentary group for international freedom of religion or belief, Iraqi believers still face violent persecution and repression years after ISIS was finally expelled from the country. Christians living in the Kurdistan region are doing pretty well, but elsewhere in the country, they're still being victimized by their Muslim neighbors. Christians make up just about 3% of Iraq's population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in Belarus have passed a bill that would levy punishments on people who promote the LGBT agenda in an echo of legislation adopted in neighboring Russia. The upper house has given final approval for the measure, and it goes next to President Alexander Lukashenko for his expected signature. The bill makes the propaganda of homosexual relations, gender change, refusal to have children punishable by fines. This is SRN News. An inmate on Texas death row for nearly a half a century has his sentence overturned.
70-year-old Clarence Curtis Jordan was convicted in 1978 of murdering a Houston grocer. He is intellectually disabled and was found incompetent for execution. For almost four decades, Jordan did not have an attorney to advocate for him. But in 2024, he was appointed an attorney as news emerged that there were numerous delayed criminal appeals in Harris County. Following his new legal advocacy, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals vacated his death sentence, but Jordan's conviction remains. His case has been sent back to Harris County for a new punishment proceeding. I'm Mike Hempen.
If Rory McIlroy is able to hang on and win his second consecutive Masters, he'll walk away with $4.5 million. That's up from $4.2 million he won last year. The Masters prize purse is $22.5 million. More details, SRNNews.com.